State Supreme Court justices have decided that bail costs for poor defendants must be affordable. In their recent ruling, the judges unanimously decided high bail should not be used to keep defendants off the streets before a trial, but should be used to help assure defendants will show up for trial. To explain, we're joined this morning by attorney Steve Sack. He's co-chair of the group Suffolk Lawyers for Justice, which provides legal services for poor people. Good morning, Steve, and thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
So explain, Steve, if you would, why this ruling is significant.
Well, the ruling is likely to release a lot of indigent defendants pre-trial. People who previously couldn't afford bail will now be released, maybe with conditions to ensure their appearance. That's significant because a lot of people who can't afford bail right now are held before trial. It interrupts their lives, it interrupts their jobs, and they enjoy the presumption of innocence. And they're held before they're adjudicated guilty. And the Supreme Court has said that's really, really unfair, and it doesn't comport with due process in the United States Constitution or the Constitution of Massachusetts.
You know, if you're a judge trying to set bail or a magistrate trying to set bail, does this kind of place you between a rock and a hard place? How do I find that sweet spot in the middle that's right?
Admittedly, it's a difficult job, but judges do it every day, and they're pretty good at it. They have to balance the idea that a person's going to show up for court, but also protect that person's rights, because the whole system is based on a person being presumed innocent. If they're locked up, they can't help their lawyer prepare. It's much more difficult, certainly, for them to help their lawyer prepare their case. Their whole lives are interrupted. So a judge has to make those kinds of decisions. Judges look at a variety of factors, and judges have a variety of tools that they can use to ensure somebody's appearance without setting a cash bail that a poor person can't make.
On the other side, critics claim this ruling is counterintuitive. They say a high bail can get someone who's a potential nuisance or maybe even dangerous off the streets for a while, but the court says there's something fundamentally wrong with that rationale, though.
A prosecutor still has the option of having a judge declare somebody dangerous. That would be in extraordinary circumstances. But a defendant in those cases would be entitled to a full panoply of rights, including a hearing where they get to face witnesses and call witnesses on their own behalf. That protects the defendant's due process rights. If someone is truly dangerous, a judge can make that decision. But in the ordinary course of bail, the presumption should be that the person should go free because they're presumed innocent. There are people who are held on jail on very low bails, $200, $250, because they just don't have the money. Judges have other options open to them in order to ensure somebody's appearance by forcing the person or ordering the person to report to probation, going as far as installing a GPS monitor on them. It's much cheaper for the government to allow a person free with conditions than to incarcerate them before trial.
Let me ask about the poor population. You work with the poor population. What about the street person who carries his or her possessions pretty much in a cart, for whom a $250 bail might be completely unreachable? What's this ruling do for them?
Well, you hit it right on the nose. As Justice Hines said in her opinion, she uses that example that person should be allowed to go free, and they're only in jail but for the fact that they can't make a $250 bail. Under this ruling, I believe that a lot of those people will be set free.
As I understand it, you've said you've already seen this ruling make a difference in the court in Roxbury. Tell us about that.
Yeah, yesterday I happened to be on duty in Roxbury. It's a court where I take a duty day where I am appointed to represent indigent people. And the judge carefully considered this ruling and tailored his decision on bail. And on one case that I observed, and one case where I represented somebody, where the judge allowed somebody to go free, where the prosecutor had requested a $500 bail, but the judge, looking at this ruling, allowed the person to go free.
Steve Sack, co-chair of Suffolk Lawyers for Justice, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Nice speaking with you, Bob, and thanks.